Welcome everyone to Zechor LeMiriam Perikov Vav, the last Shir Perikov Vav, Shir number 100. The Chavetz Chaim gives us another Eitzah, another practical piece of advice on how a person can help protect himself from speaking Lashon Hara. And he says that there was this chash of a group that would work together on not speaking Lashon Hara. And one of the things that they did is they would write down on a piece of paper that there is no benefit to speaking deceit. What are you going to gain by speaking deceitful words, by speaking Lashon Hara? And they would take this card and leave it on the table in front of them. The Chavetz Chaim says, I want to suggest, the Chavetz Chaim says, I want to say, perhaps it's better to put in your pocket. At least by men who have pockets in their pants and they check their pants. The Gemara says, you check what's in your pockets on a regular basis. You check your wallets, they make sure your keys are there. And when you come to this card, even if you don't pick it up, you'll just feel it in your pocket. You'll remind yourself. Ma'itein lecha. What benefit is there if I speak Lashon Hara? Concludes the Chavetz Chaim, this perek. Uborur etzli. It's clear to me. She'avorzeh yizocher lifnei Hashem l'toivu l'bracha. A person will be remembered in Hashem's eyes, in Hashem's mind, kiviyachol, for good and for bracha. Imagine if the Chavetz Chaim was alive today and you're told he's accepting brachas. I personally have a whole Purim story to tell you over 20 years ago. It's Palm Zatzal's Yortzeit is coming up next week. I had a whole maisa, which is not for now. And my friend said to me, Rav Palm, it was Purim. He said, you have a few more minutes to go get a bracha from a palm. I got out of that car, I ran, figuratively, and I waited online for my bracha from a palm. Zechetzad levracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is saying, says the Chavetz Chaim, I'll give you a bracha. And where do we see this? You see this in the Torah. Because with every arur, every curse that it was stated, it was first given a bracha for the person who doesn't violate the aror, the curse. Shebechol aror hikdimu halavim etchilo loymar baruch. Because before there was an aror, a curse for the person who does not fulfill the Torah and the mitzvahs of Hashem, there was a baruch. Therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, when the person is making these types of approaches to try to help himself, he writes in a card, there's no benefit to speaking Lashon Hara. And he feels this in his pocket, or he sees on his table. Hashem looks down and says, you're trying as much as you can. You learn the halachas, you learn the musar, and you're doing something in practice, you're going to get a bracha from me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should all be benched.